From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading A Covenant of Love by Gilbert Morris, Book 1 in the Appomattox Saga. Now let's begin with A Covenant of Love. Part 1, The Rivalry, 1840. Chapter 1, A Ball at Gracefield.
Clay Rocklin, you let me go this minute, you hear?
Melanie Benton's voice was sharp, but her blue eyes were filled with laughter, and her lips curved upward as she tried to pull away from the tall young man, who held her easily. She showed no sign of alarm, but as he drew her closer, she glanced over her shoulder, quickly saying,
"If my father sees us, he'll shoot you."
Rockland's grip on her waist tightened. "He can't see us," he said with a reckless grin. "This old Scuppernong vine arbor is useful for something besides good wine, Melly. From the house, you can't see what's going on inside it. And I'd risk getting shot any time for a kiss from the prettiest girl in the county." Melanie turned her head aside just in time to catch his kiss on one satiny cheek.
"It's a wonder some jealous husband hasn't shot you before this, Clay," she said sternly.
But she was pleased by his words, as she was by his appearance. Clay Rocklin was the most handsome of all the Rocklin men. He was 6 feet 2 inches tall, lean and muscular, and as Melanie tilted her head back to look up at him, she thought, not for the first time, "He's too good-looking for his own good." Clay was one of the black Rocklands, deriving his raven dark hair, black eyes, and olive skin from his father. The strain of Welsh blood that flowed through his veins showed in the strong, clean features. Straight nose, wide cheekbones, deep-set eyes under black brows, and the cleft in the determined chin. He might have been charged with being too...